Good morning. I'd like to call the Battle Oversight Committee meeting of Wednesday, March 7, 2012 to order. We call the roll, please.
Good morning, Commissioners. Chair Bill Dodd.
Here.
Vice Chair Tom Bates.
Here.
Commissioner Campos. Commissioner Cortese.
Here.
Commissioner Glover. Commissioner Kinsey. Commissioner Sartipi. Commissioner Wiener. Commissioner Tissier.
Here.
Commissioner Worth. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Maria. Okay, we got the consent calendar before us. We have a motion to approve. We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Thank you very much. Any discussion? Any dissent? That motion passes without objection. Okay, we have item number three. The Oakland Bay Bridge Gateway Park update and contract. Peter?
Yeah, good morning, Commissioners. Peter Lee with Bata staff. I want to just provide an update on where we are with the Gateway Park project and make two requests for contract amendments. So I have a little PowerPoint prepared. So the Gateway Park project is a project at the base of the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge. This is a site map here. The little red star or white star here is basically where the toll plaza is, and here's a more detailed shot. The primary site for the Gateway Park is this spit of land right here, right at the touchdown of the bridge, but actually incorporated a study of the entire corridor going into the Port of Oakland area, as well as Caltrans facilities here in the median and the other development areas. We have quite a bit of support for the project. We have a Gateway Park working group made up of nine regional and local agencies, including BATA, ABAG, BCDC, Caltrans, East Bay Regional Parks. We actually have a number of their members here today, Mike Anderson with East Bay Regional Parks, Brad McCray with BCDC, and Dan McElhaney with Caltrans, and they're all here to show support for the project, and they can, you know, certainly chime in if they have any, if I miss anything during the presentation. So we've been working pretty hard over the last 3 years, particularly with the new bridge being ready to open in 2013, to try to improve the site and the experience for users, particularly for the bike path as they come through from Emeryville and West Oakland onto the bridge. This is some current views from the park site. You can see there are quite a bit of challenges with, you know, the industrial setting that we have, but also there's quite a bit of opportunity. This is that spit of land that used to be the Oakland Army base. You can see it's fairly fallow now. There's not much use right now, and there's just a old road, Burma Road, that we use to access the bridge for construction. Some of the concepts, back in 2009, BATA initiated a contract, a competitively selected contract with Perkins and Will to prepare a project concept report to try to pull all the ideas that we had out there to kind of develop the park and move it to the next stage. This is just some sample projects that they've brought up in part of their outreach process over the last 2 years. This is a park in Seattle where they have gas works. This is access to the bay, certainly Chrissy Field with Golden Gate Park, as well as this is a transportation museum in Lucerne. So these are all kind of concepts that we've all put out there for Gateway Park and reuse the area and make it a more inviting place for users. Some of the challenges that Perkins and Will and the working group has had with the project is that the land in the area is certainly under a lot of different ownerships. The salmon color is what's in Caltrans domain, and we have plans for a maintenance complex that you'll see in the next item. The Army still owns quite a bit of the land where where the park would go, and this yellow area is the area under the control of the City of Oakland east and the Port of Oakland to the south is their Oakland Army base redevelopment area. And we've been trying to work together, try to get all our goals met to deliver a project. What their study in 2009 started at basically made some assumptions of how the park would be used. The green area would be the park, and this area here, West Gateway, Central Gateway, and North Gateway, were all areas under the city domain that we assumed at the time was going to be light industrial uses. If you recall, there's been a lot of different proposals for those sites, casinos, Costco's, auto dealerships, and whatnot, but we've made some assumptions for that. And Back in 2011, we were pretty close to completing the project concept report. This is a draft of what was going to come out of that report. But that was never issued because we were working with the City of Oakland and they were still working on their redevelopment plans. We didn't want to be in conflict with that, and we wanted to ensure that we were working in the same direction. And if you can see in this map, you know, we have the park area here pretty well defined. We even, you know, threw out ideas of a marina, ferry dock. We had a very large open space right here where it narrows down right near the toll plaza, as well as the maintenance facility. But you can see that we didn't really have an idea what the city was going to be doing in the area. More recently, in February of this year, the City of Oakland has come out, and their redeveloper has come out with their plans of how they wish to utilize the area, and they're going with a working waterfront concept. And that working waterfront basically is very rail intensive. It's an intermodal facility and includes right here at the Pier 7 site, which is where the current Caltrans offices are for the new Eastern span, is a break bulk facility. Basically, trains will come in, offload their stuff, and load into bulk onto ships going in and out of the port. There are definitely some significant challenges to having a park right next to a break bulk facility. There'll be parking lines of trains basically in the area for significant amounts of time. So where does that leave us? The first request I'm making is that we extend the Perkins and Will contract and have them rework the project concept report that we had pretty much finished up last year to take into account the City of Oakland's proposal. So that is the first request, and that request is about approximately $100,000, not to exceed $100,000, and we hope to get that done in the next 2 months. And then from there, we would then move the project on to its next phase for the environmental document and project approval phase. But we really want to get the project park concept settled and in place. We also have other projects in the area, and this is going to our next request to secure additional services from HNTV to provide program management. This is the Toll Plaza area, the Bay Bridge currently. This is a recent shot. We have quite a bit of work in the corridor already. Part of our concept is to clean up the corridor before we open up the new bridge to traffic in 2013. So to the right is Oakland, and to the left is San Francisco, and this is the metering lights right here, and this is the Toll Plaza building. So we've already, well, we're nearly complete with the Toll Admin building. We're actually going to turn over the keys in the next week or so, and we'll be staffing that new building that we've been constructing over the last year, 2 years. As well as this project right here is this Caltrans project, which is the toll services building, which will service all the toll trucks. Our next series of projects will actually demolish all the existing buildings, the older buildings in the median. So we'll be taking out a number of these buildings with a concept to consolidate the maintenance services that are currently being served in this area, as well as in this area. This is the Sawtooth building. If you're driving in from San Francisco, it's the old key service building. We call it IRBYs. It's their interurban railway building. In any case, and consolidate that into another project, which is a jointly funded project with the department, with SHOP funds as well as BATA rehab funds for a toll maintenance complex. It's kind of a difficult shot to see, but what you see right here is the horseshoe when you're driving into the Bay Bridge, that steel overhead structure that kind of goes over the roadway as you approach the bridge. And the concept right here is to build approximately 50,000 square foot facility that will house bridge maintenance, paint maintenance, our sub shops in terms of maintaining vehicles that maintain the bridge, as well as our electrical sub shops. Then some of the shop money would be going towards some of the warehousing that the district needs in the area. This is a fueling facility. So with all the projects in the area, our second request is to request the authority to enter into a contract amendment with HNTB to help coordinate all these projects to make sure they happen in a most expeditious fashion, as well as to coordinate the department's efforts with the Gateway Working Group and BATA. So our next steps, just to follow up, is, like I said, is a $100,000 contract extension with Perkins and Will to complete the project concept report. When we move to the next phase of the project, which is project approval and environmental documentation, what we call PAED, we plan to utilize one of BATA's on-call contracts. We would do a limited selection with our on-call contracts to perform that work. That will probably come back to this committee in June. And then the third request is like I said, to maintain the current program management consulting contract that we have with HNTB to coordinate the projects in the area for approximately $500,000 for the next 2 years. So staff's available to answer any questions.
Any questions? Commissioner Green?
Realizing that at some point down the road, the toll-taking facility should become extinct, how's that being incorporated into this whole entire design, that at some point the entire structure of where we're going through paying tolls right now should or will be gone?
Well, I can address at least the building that I'm showing here. It has nothing to do with toll collection in and of itself. This is all toll maintenance, toll bridge maintenance. So this is we will still have to maintain the bridge. Caltrans will still have to maintain the bridge, fill the potholes, and do the lights, as well as the new toll administration building. It was downsized quite a bit. The original concept that was put forth to us by the department assumed a much larger footprint and assume much more manual toll collection. So if I go back, to this building right here, this building right here replaces this entire, most of this building and all the staff that was going into it. And it did downsize quite a bit and did make some assumptions to put in our new toll accounting system as well as to move forward towards more electronic. But it still has to maintain certain level of lockers and whatnot for the staff that we currently have. Though that could be repurposed later if we needed to.
Commissioner Bates?
Tom Bates, representing the cities of Alameda. I'm wondering, could you go back, Peter, to the slide of the park itself and the recent Oakland's ideas? I'm just wondering how viable that park's going to be if that actually comes to pass. And what are the likelihood? Of course, it's not your job to determine the likelihood of Oakland going forward, but it seems like it'd be hugely expensive. Is it rail in already?
No. Some of the rail lines are in already. They're planning to reutilize some existing lines that are out there. Certainly, it will be a challenge to the park, but the park is actually a project requirement for the new bridge, so we will be building, something out there. What fits in within that context is what we're trying to plan out now to make it, the maximum possible use for public access.
Is there any possibility that we could acquire some of the Oakland's property to make the park much more exciting and bigger opportunity for people?
The next item does address some right-of-way acquisition. Just a note, the Caltrans maintenance facility is this area right here in the middle. We need to actually purchase 6 acres of property right here to push the maintenance facility. The original concept for the maintenance facility is actually more in the central area toward more closer to the bridge. And the concept that we've had with the working group is to maximize the space possible for a park. And what we've hoped to do and we've coordinated to do is push the maintenance facility further to the east towards the port area to free up this land in purple for the Gateway Park. But you also have to realize that we're also going to be removing the old structure. Right now it's difficult to see how much land you will have into the future.
How much land is it?
Oh, I have it on another slide, unfortunately, but it's a number of acres. I can get that to you.
Is it like 30 acres, 40 acres?
I don't recall.
14
acres.
So. Okay, well, I just think we should try to pursue as much as possible to locate as much of that Caltrans as we can in the closer to the bridge where you're doing it, and seeing if we can't get more land, because it's even though it would be nice to have it, it'd be nicer to have a much more expanded idea and a better opportunity.
That's what we're striving for.
Okay.
Can you go back to the stakeholder list?
Yes.
Or working group?
Oh, sorry.
I guess you just answered the question. So this is a mitigation measure for building the bridge itself?
Yes. So the portion of land that the department currently controls, which is exclusive.
Commissioner Dodd, if I could, Andy Vermeer, Deputy Executive Director. The portion that's shown there in the red stripe is part of the mitigation of the project. So it's a very limited requirement for the bridge project itself. But what we're talking about in terms of the Gateway vision is to expand that footprint, more consistent with what Commissioner Bates is talking about, to do as much as we can in the area to improve access and use for the bike path on the bridge. We're also looking at, with that Irby's building, putting in a museum relative to tied to the bridge and transportation. Part of the vision, that building right there in the center, is to find more ways to attract people to get into the park area and then access the bridge and have a destination of sorts. Because that's the difficulty with all the industrial use in the area.
And that just brings up other access issues in general. Even if you were able to acquire the property, you know, how do people get in there to access that on a, you know, on a regular basis?
It's one of the difficult things to try to solve. It's a very hard place to get to. Now, the bike access is part of the requirement also by mandate for the bridge project. So you do have bike and pedestrian access and some limited car parking that is required in the bridge project. But figuring out how you enhance the viability of getting in is one of the challenges that we're struggling with, and one of the reasons why some of the costs for the park itself will be quite expensive. One of the things that we're talking about, again, with bikes is a purple viaduct that would connect West Oakland into the park area, and that's what that purple line is sort of in the upper right. Right now, the only access that exists is up Burma Road, which is off of West Grand Avenue and Maritime, which is the one way in, and that's likely going to be the only way in, even in the future.
I guess what I'm looking for is, you know, it's at some point in time, you know, we're being asked to spend $600,000 for all intents and purposes, you know, to continue planning this issue. I guess at what point in time, when we get out from the other end of this thing, you think we're going to have a cost and, you know, just what this thing is going to take to move forward?
The next step, the environmental document, will really get us to the actual cost. Going back to the numbers, though, the $500,000 is really relative to coordinating a whole series of projects, and Peter only talked about a couple of them. There's several others. And it's making sure all of those projects are coordinated, again, on the timing of trying to get as much done for the bridge opening as possible so that you've got a nice entrance to the bridge.
So the specific specific for this park project is $100,000.
And that's to clean up the project document that we got started at BATA's request 2 years ago while we were waiting to find out what Oakland was going to do.
Okay.
So that will set the footprint for then going forward with an ask to do an environmental document for that stage and a project report that will get us to the cost. We have applied, though, for several grants, including T funding, and the state has approved it to go to the CTC in March for a total of $30 million. So we're doing quite a bit in terms of gathering some additional funds, but we do anticipate toll rehab or toll funds to be used to fill the gap, and then also we're looking to our partners to try to find additional funds down the road.
Thanks, Andy. That's very complete. Okay, anybody else? Okay. Can we take one motion to approve both, or would you like two?
One.
Move approval.
We got approval to approve both. Tom, second.
I'm very, I'm happy to move it, but I'm very concerned because it looks like that's a lot of money for not much value. So I'm concerned about
that.
Particularly if you don't have access, what good's going to be? But I
agree.
Move it along. Okay, I'll make a motion to move the two items.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Any dissent? That motion passes without objection. Thank you. Okay, we got the Toll Bridge Rehabilitation Program update.
Yeah, good morning, Commissioners. Peter Lee again with BATA staff. Actually, before you, in your desk is actually a green revision to the item. The first item is a request from the department in relation to that toll bridge maintenance complex. They've made a request to request for $6 million from toll bridge rehabilitation funds to acquire approximately 6 acres of land from the city of Oakland. This is an image of what's attached to your RESA memo. They're purchasing this area right here that I'm currently pointing at. And that will allow us to move the maintenance complex further to the east, and then allow for more land, for developable land for the park site. So they've this the funding request is based on an allocation. Appraisal made in November 2011 for the site. They came up about $5.7 million, an additional $300,000 for support to acquire the property. More recently, though, in the last week, we've been made aware that as part of the City of Oakland's redevelopment plan for the agency, that there may be a potential that they may request to put digital billboard signs on the land that we're currently purchasing or in the process of purchasing. And we'd like to put the condition, that's the purpose of the green sheet, a condition on the allocation that any revenue generated from that putting electronic billboards on the site result in funds coming back to BATA, not to, say, the general fund or something like that. So that will be the condition on that allocation. The other part of the request, item B, is just a number of minor changes that we're making to the Tollbridge Rehabilitation Program. We've had a couple of recent bid openings, as well as some work that's been identified that we need to do. It's a number of items, and a number of items that are listed in Table 2 in your memorandum. Sorry, Table 1 in your memorandum. And we can certainly go into any of those particular projects. But they include we're replacing a fender at the Carquinez Bridge, as well as repairing some finger joints that we've identified as being in need of repair. So the staff recommends that the committee refer BATA Resolution 98 to committee for approval, or authority for approval.
Thank you, Peter. Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
You have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Any dissent? That motion passes without objection. How about the seismic retrofit program?
Well, Peter, you'll be very brief on that item. You also have the monthly report in front of you. I'm just going to report on some progress that we have on the main cable. People seem quite interested in that. This is a recent shot taken in the last week, and you see here is the cable being built up by the individual strands. And this is here is in the anchorage. If you recall, there's 137 strands or bundles of wire that are being installed. And they're basically lifted in place one at a time, and we are currently halfway there. So this is from the baybridgeinfo.org website, where we report progress out to the public. We're halfway there. We're probably beyond this at this point, and we are definitely ahead of schedule with this particular activity on the project. So that gives us a strong sense that we will make our Labor Day 2013 opening of the bridge. Other activities we have ongoing is we are constructing the remaining portion of the Yerba Buena Island transition structure. This is the coming from the lower deck. We need to build another roadway that connects into the bridge from the eastbound direction from the lower deck and rising up to the SAL's bridge. You can hardly see it here, but that's quite a bit of false work. And if you get even closer, you would actually see the false work actually touches the old bridge. That's how close we are to the existing bridge, and that's a really tight confines that we have working on in there. This activity being near critical path, they're working 6 days a week, double shifts, so there's work going on all the time out there. Last thing, I think we reported to the authority last couple weeks ago, but over President's Day we were able to open up the detour on the Oakland side. That will allow us to build the remainder of the Oakland touchdown structure. I do have to report, though, we did make a request from the committee to allocate funds for the bids for that. There were technical problems with all the bids that came in, and Caltrans has had to rebid the contract, unfortunately. They're going to do an expedited procurement for it, and hopefully keep us that on schedule for opening on Labor Day. But we will probably get bids reopened in April for that contract, or early April. And I assume that they'll probably come in within budget still, and we won't have to take any additional action, but we'll report that to the committee next month when bids come back. And this is a final shot. This is the Antioch Bridge. If you make it out there, it's Route 160 out in Antioch that connects to Sacramento County. And I'm just happy to report that we're going to declare seismic safety on this project in early April. So all this cross bracing that you see here is all new. It basically strengthens the substructure of the bridge. We've also put isolation bearings on each one of the top of the piers right here. Sorry. two in each location at the top of the pier. So basically the entire bridge can move independently from the superstructure to the substructure. And that is all complete. And we hope to have a ribbon cutting or some sort of ceremony in April for that event. So, and staff's able to, ready to answer any questions if you have any.
Any questions? Great, Peter, thank you. I don't have any speaker cards, but so I'm going to assume that nobody wants to address us on this. So we'll adjourn this meeting to the next meeting, which will be Wednesday, April 11, 2012 at 9:30.